Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. In this podcast we're continuing with the series What Saith the Scriptures, and we're looking at the Gospel of Mark. Now the Gospel of Mark has been described as reminiscences of Jesus as told by St. Peter to his friend John Mark. What lies behind that description is a statement of one of the earliest Christian writers, Papias, that Mark was the interpreter of Peter, and that he wrote down accurately those things that Peter told him concerning Christ's life on earth. Peter certainly refers to Mark in his first epistle as Mark, my son, and it is more than likely that Mark himself would have witnessed some of the later scenes of Christ's life during his last days in Jerusalem. This eyewitness aspect of Mark's gospel is one of the main features of its pages. Peter would have told him, for example, that there were four men who carried the paralytic man on his couch, and that they lifted the tiles off the roof in order to let him down where Christ was, on account of the crowds blocking up the doorway. He remembers how Christ looked around him with anger at those who opposed his healing of the man's withered hand, and how he rested his head on a cushion as he lay asleep in the fishing boat during the storm. Peter was there. He told Mark what it was like to be there, and under the directing hand of the Holy Spirit, Mark wrote down accurately those things that the Lord's apostle told him about. As far as Mark's place in the history of the young church is concerned, it is well documented in the pages of the New Testament. As stated, he may have been an eyewitness to some of the closing scenes of Christ's life in Jerusalem, and it is believed by some that he was the young man who fled naked from the scenes of the Lord's arrest in Gethsemane. You'll find that in Mark chapter 14, verse 51. Certainly his home was in Jerusalem, for he was the son of Mary, whose house was a regular meeting place for the church there. It was to that house that Peter came after his miraculous release from prison in Acts chapter 12, and where the church was met together in prayer. John Mark was also the nephew of Barnabas, who was Mary's brother, and in company with Barnabas he went with Paul on the first missionary journey in Acts chapter 13. Because he deserted them at Perga, Paul refused to have him on the next tour of duty, and this caused a good deal of dissent between Paul and Barnabas. Both the stature of Paul and the development of John Mark, however, are witnessed further in the life of the young church. In Colossians chapter 4, John Mark has become one of Paul's fellow prisoners in the cause of the gospel, and one of the great apostle's final requests is that Timothy should bring Mark with him when he comes again to visit him in his final hours. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable for me for the ministry. You find that in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 11. The young man, who in later years sits down to write this gospel, is one who has shown himself to be profitable for the ministry and well equipped for the task. As far as content, etc. goes, the Gospel of Mark narrates no account of the birth of Christ, but launches right into the work of the Saviour, as announced by John the Baptist. The same general course of events is followed as that found in Matthew, the baptism and temptation, and ministries in Galilee, and round about the eventual and inevitable road to Jerusalem, with all that took place there during the Lord's last week on earth. Mark's gospel is the shortest of the four, but for all that, it is probably the most straightforward and rugged rendering of the life of him who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. We have been considering the Gospel of Mark in the series What Saith the Scriptures, and this is another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found at www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for listening.